Hello.
Hi, my name is Latoya, calling back from customer support. How can I help you on today?
Good. Are you customer support for that item that gets mailed out to people?
Well, it's a possibility. If you would provide me with that zip code, I'll see if I have an account for you. You actually left your number to maybe have some maintenance done on your account or some charges.
Oh, good. Good. I'm not angry at you because I know you just worked there,
Yes,
but
ma'am.
this company is scammers. I ordered, what happened was is they sent me a text saying, "Oh, you're entitled to a free tactical backpack." And they showed this big picture of a beautiful backpack. And this was on October 20th, okay? October 21st, your paper said it mailed out. Today I get it. It's nothing like the picture that I've got when I sent away. And what I did is I only had to pay the shipping for $7.95, which I don't have a problem paying for that, okay? If I
Listen.
get what I saw on the picture. But what I got was just a stupid little backpack. Technical military style backpack like they advertised on the thing. And then on Saturday night at 9 o'clock, I get a phone call from my bank telling me that somebody charged my bank account $68 and some change, right? And I said, for what? Because it's company out of California. And I said, I don't know any companies out of California. They
Yes,
said,
ma'am.
well, we can't reverse. It's already been paid because you did make a $7.95 purchase from them before. And I said, well, yeah, that was shipping and handling, but I didn't sign up for anything. She goes, oh, and the small print. I said, there was no small print. I said, it was about my shipping. That's all there was on there was about shipping. And I said, I don't want to reverse that and stop their payments. So we can't do that because it's already gone through. So you need to call the company, tell them to give you back your $68 or whatever change it was, and to stop debiting your bank account. So that's what I was calling about.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with that zip code so I can see if I've got that account for you?
Sure. 85123.
All
Like I said,
right.
I'm not angry at you. I'm
Yes,
just
ma'am. I definitely understand. And that sounds like a lot that you've had to go through
scam.
already, but hopefully I'll be able to assist you with this. What's your first and last
Okay.
name?
Michelle V. Feeney, Fini.
All right, I do see a name showing in the computer. Can you verify your
Right.
mailing address for security purposes or what you have on file?
Yeah, P.O. Box 1513, Arizona City, Arizona 85123.
Okay, thank you so much for confirming that account. I'm just waiting on it to pull up.
Initially, she said something like that is if you sign up for things, they gave you a 30-day free trial. And I said, I didn't even get a 30-day free trial. I said, I just paid the shipping a week ago.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
I said, they charged me for
Come
a
on.
month of some kind of membership that I don't know about.
Definitely understand. Give me a moment to look over your account and see what took place, and then I'll get right back with you, okay? No
Okay,
problem.
thank you. Read that number off to me there, please.
1 9 2 5 9 8 3 8 0 9 5. The one isn't necessary though.
No, I know. I just need to go.
My stomach just started hurting. You're hungry.
No, it hurts. I eat apples. I'm not hungry. It's that anxiety. Like I felt that day we went through that gas car wash. I told you that my stomach hurt. My doctor said she thought it was a heart attack. And my doctor said no. My heart doctor said no, you didn't have a heart attack. It was probably just anxiety. I said, well, so now it's my anxiety is up. No one starts taking my little medicine anyway.
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here with you, okay? I'm just going over your account and I'll be back with some information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
know if Arizona has a, you can speed in the carpool lane like they do in California.
All right, Miss Michelle. I'm sorry, Miss Michelle D. That's how you pronounce it? Okay, so I do see what went on, and I do apologize for the inconvenience. I have went ahead and refunded that full amount of that membership. So
okay,
it's $67.32.
$7.32.
Okay. And right. Would you like for me to go ahead and cancel out this account so you won't receive any additional charges?
Oh, yeah. I don't want any. I never wanted that charge to begin with.
Okay.
Can I get a confirmation on that if you don't mind?
I am right with you. 262.
862.
846. 401.
401.
And that's confirmed that they can. LaToya.
Okay. LaToya, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. And that's confirmed that your account has been closed. You will not receive any additional charges or future charges, okay?
Okay. God bless you. Thank you so much and happy holidays.
Same to you, and thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.